This is Radio Nepal. Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling coalition discussing November 20th general elections, seat sharing. Nation sees alarming rise in dengue cases lately. And US President Joe Biden claims COVID-19 pandemic is over in United States. Now, the news in detail. Top leaders of the ruling coalition are discussing the seat sharing for the November 20th general elections. The meeting of the ruling five-party alliance at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar, discussed the distribution of seats for the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly elections. Earlier yesterday, after the five parties had registered their closed list for the elections on behalf of their respective parties, a meeting of the ruling party was held today for the distribution of seats in the first-past-the-post election system. The task force meeting has been adjourned till this evening. The caseload of dengue, a viral infection transmitted to humans through the bite of infected mosquitoes, has been widespread across the nation as of late. According to Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, EDCD, under the Ministry of Health and Population, more than 16,500 dengue cases have been identified as of Sunday. Dengue is also called breakbone fever, and the patients show the symptoms 3 to 7 days after the mosquito bite. And the high fever usually lasts up to a week, and it leaves the patient weak for up to a month. As there is no treatment for dengue, doctors recommend paracetamol to ease pain and to bring down temperature and plenty of fluids. More severe cases of dengue can result in internal hemorrhage and may require hospitalization. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, recovery from infection is believed to provide lifelong immunity against that serotype. The first case of dengue in Nepal was reported in 2004. Since then, dengue cases have been gradually reported in Nepal. In 2019, there was an outbreak in Nepal with a total of 17,992 reported dengue cases from 68 districts comprising all 7 provinces. The Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, Ram Sahapath, has decided to launch special checks at the entry points in the Kathmandu Valley in view of upcoming festivals. According to the office, during the campaign, there will be a focus on long route vehicles. Office spokesperson, Senior Superintendent of Police, Rajendra Prasad Bhatta, said special security measures have been planned at Thankot, Nagdhunga, Jagate, Farping, bypass Balaju entry points. Likewise, the office has planned to conduct a regular checkings and checks against drunk driving at 35 locations in the valley. Vehicles will be banned from carrying passengers more than their seat capacity and goods on hoods. Likewise, the traffic police will act against the possibility of overcharging passengers during festivals. Likewise, the Kathmandu Traffic Police Office and the Department of Transport Management will set up passengers' help desk at various 14 locations in the Kathmandu Valley. Spokesperson Bhattar said that the help desk aims to facilitate passengers for having comfortable travel and to implement fixed transport fare rate during festivals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. US President Joe Biden has declared the COVID-19 pandemic is over in the United States, even as the number of Americans who have died from COVID continues to rise. Statistics show that over 400 Americans on average are dying from the virus each day. The head of the World Health Organization said last week that the end of the pandemic is in sight. In August, U.S. officials extended the public health emergency, which has been in place since January 2020 through to October 13th. To date, more than 1 million Americans have died with the coronavirus disease. More than 6.5 million people have died since the beginning of the pandemic around the world. The U.S. has the highest death toll, followed by India and Brazil. According to Russian-backed mayor of Donetsk region, 13 people have been killed and others wounded in a series of explosions in the separatist-run city of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Donetsk has been controlled by Russia's proxy authorities since 2014. They have repeatedly accused Ukrainian forces of targeting the city. Independent confirmation has hard to come by on the ground in separatist-held areas of the east. Although Russian forces have seized area of the Donetsk region further south since the invasion began in February, they have struggled to push the Ukrainian army back from the outskirts of the city itself. Ukrainian forces have launched a counter-offensive in the south as well as in the northeast, and their most dramatic progress has come this month in the northern Kharkiv region. Since the invasion on 24th February, the United Nations has recorded at least 5,718 civilian deaths, with 8,199 injured, and more than 7 million Ukrainians have been recorded as refugees across Europe. 14 young sperm whales have died in a mass stranding on a beach in Tasmania, Australia. The whale carcasses were discovered by locals on King Island and reported to authorities last afternoon. The reason for the stranding is unknown, but wildlife biologist and a vet has been sent to investigate. Whale strandings are not uncommon in Tasmania. Experts say the island state is a hotspot for such events. Sperm whales, which are considered vulnerable globally, can grow up to 18 meters and weigh up to 45 tons. Wildlife scientist Vanessa Pirota said the whales may have misnavigated, followed a sick or disoriented leader, or been startled into shallower waters. In September 2020, more than 380 pilot whales died in Australia's worst mass stranding. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partial to generally cloudy throughout the day and night today, predicting light to moderate rainfall in some parts of the country. The monsoon low pressure system remaining in the periphery of the average area is blamed for this weather. Light to moderate rain along with thunder showers is predicted in province number 1, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province and some parts of the other provinces. Heavy rain is likely to take place in one or two places of Sudarpashchim and Lumbini provinces. The weather in Kathmandu Valley has remained cloudy since this morning. Today's maximum temperature of Kathmandu Valley was 30 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 19 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling coalition discussing November 20th general election seat sharing. Nation sees alarming rise in dengue cases lately. And U.S. President Joe Biden claims COVID-19 pandemic is over in United States. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.